Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What does man gain by all the toil at which he toils under the sun? And thus begins one of the most depressing books, in one sense, in the Bible. And yet, ultimately, hope-giving. So we'll pray through over the coming days these different verses in Ecclesiastes. But the key from the very beginning is to hear that phrase, under the sun. So everything is vanity. In other words, everything is pointless. What does man gain by all the toil at which he toils under the sun? That phrase occurs 29 different times in the 12 chapters of Ecclesiastes, and it's a reference to life without God, life without reference to God. And this is so important to realize. If we miss this, then we will miss likely the whole point of Ecclesiastes, and we'll think, how does this fit in the Bible? But this book is constantly pointing to vanity, meaninglessness, pointlessness, if there is no God. That's what under the sun is a reference to. If this world is all there is, then, well, wisdom is pointless, because the more you know, the more you know how much you don't know. And the more you understand, the more problems you see. Or pleasure is pointless. Like, it's just going to lead to ever increasing desire for more and more and more. You're never going to be satisfied. And labor, work is pointless. Like, when you get to the end, you've done all these things, you die. It's all gone. The person who comes behind you can do whatever they want with it. And this is the picture we see over and over again in Ecclesiastes, that ultimately life is pointless if this is all there is. But the good news of the whole Bible and what Ecclesiastes will show us at particularly important and climactic moments is that this is not all there is. In fact, there is something new under the sun. Like, the beauty of the gospel shines so brightly in the backdrop of Ecclesiastes, because we realize that Jesus has come. God is real. God has come to us in love for us, and he makes us new creations, that we have the promise of a new heaven and a new earth to come. And we have meaning and purpose now because we have knowledge of God, and we have relationship with God, and we're walking with God. Like, oh, let Ecclesiastes just drive you to see the beauty of the gospel and the wonder of what it means to know and trust and fear and walk with and worship God in a world that is broken and fallen and will leave us empty in the end. We have a God who alone can satisfy our souls. So we pray from the very beginning of walking through Ecclesiastes, God, we are hopeless without you. We are meaningless without you. We are purposeless without you. Oh God, all is vain apart from you, but with you, our creator, our sustainer, the lover of our souls, the savior from our sin, you make all things new. You give meaning. You, O God, give purpose. You, O God, are our hope. And in you, with you, all things are not in vain. Think about 1 Corinthians chapter 15. That our labor, our work, our lives today are not in vain when they are lived by faith in you. So God, help us to live today by faith in you, with hope in you, amidst the fallenness of this world, amidst all kinds of things in this world that we long to be changed, including the presence of sin and evil and injustice in the world, and the hurt and the pain and the sorrow that we experience in this world. God, we praise you that you are making all things new and that one day all things will be new. So God, help us to hold fast to faith in you today and to lead others to see you today. God, for people around us who need you and the hope that's found in you, help us to share, to spread the gospel today. And God, we pray for people around the world who've never heard the gospel, who live without reference to you and who you are, Jesus. God, we pray for the spread of the gospel today, specifically to the Gitsung Tibetan people of China. God, for this people group of over 750,000 Tibetan Buddhists. God, please, may the good news of Jesus spread to them, and may you give them a soft heart and open minds to hear and believe the truth about who you are and your love for them, that they might experience your salvation and your satisfaction. Oh God, we shudder to think where we would be if you, one, were not real, were not true, were not just and right and good and holy, and if you had not loved us enough to send Jesus to die on a cross for our sins so that we could know you. Oh God, we praise you as our Father, as our hope, as our joy, as our life, and we pray you'd help us to hold fast to hope and joy and life in you by faith today, all according to your word. In Ecclesiastes, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.